Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to She Said, He Said on 590 The Fan, the all-new 590 The Fan. You can also listen to us on 105.7 HD2 FM. I had to read it because it was like right in front of my face.
It's one of those days.
Oh, man. Good. You know, one thing I wish I could work on is my eyesight, you know? Nope. But they don't offer that at Club Fitness. And that's about the only thing they don't offer at Club Fitness is helping you with your eyesight. You know what? Some gyms come and go, but not Club Fitness. They've been around for, they were founded 25 years ago in St. Louis, and they've been here, and they are here to stay. They have 24 locations
they
now.
Because they just opened the new one in Belleville.
Just opened a new one.
You know, so I point at you.
Yes,
start
you point
pointing.
At me.
Arms going.
Tell us, Carol Merrill. Show us what we have behind curtain number two. Well, we've got the fur from Dicker and Digger
Your
in Beverly
mom
Hills.
Lives in Belleville.
She
Maybe
does.
She
listen,
wants to go to Club
Because Belleville
Fitness.
Is very big. No, wait, that's Offenburg's very big in Belleville. There, they just got a free plug.
Wow.
Hey, you know what? You want to try out Club Fitness? Get a 7-day pass. And you know how you get that, Kelly?
Go online.
That's right. Where do you go?
Clubfitness.us.
Us. Yes. This is us.
Us.
Yeah. I love
oh,
that show.
I
know
love
we're
that
not going to go there
because
we're Kelly. Yeah.
I love that show. It makes me cry.
Club Fitness. Yes.
Back That's, to Club Fitness.
I was there last night. You were there last night.
You were. So I was
to,
I. That's
I need
so
to get
weird.
There more than twice a week. But yeah, my schedule
Especially
doesn't
Especially with
allow
all the cookies that you
That's
you've
why
been
we
eating.
Need Club Fitness because we're going to talk about Girl Scout cookies. Tell us about. Kelly's been
Holy
dying to talk
smokes.
About Girl Scout cookies.
Well, first I have a St. Patrick's joke.
Okay.
Okay, so why shouldn't you iron a four-leaf clover?
I don't know. Tell me why.
You might press your luck.
Thank you. She'll be here all week. Try to be ill. Boy, I just flew in from Vegas. And boy, are my arms tired.
All right, so cookies. So Girl Scout cookies. Who is there anyone who hasn't bought Girl Scout cookies?
Or been
Before,
forced to buy them?
Or been for, well, you are when you walk out of the grocery store and there's little kids staring at you and you've got 20 boxes at home and you
but
go home with more.
These Girl Scouts made a mistake. These
Why?
Girl Scouts were at the exit and not the entrance. So when you walked out of the store and they caught me because I do open houses and I buy cookies sometimes for my open houses. So
yeah.
I just went in, bought cookies, walked out, and there was Girl Scouts.
You didn't see them on the other side of the door when you walked in?
No, because they were inside the building, so you couldn't see it at the Shop and Save up here.
Oh,
I didn't know they were there
okay.
until I walked out. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Well,
I would have bought Girl Scout cookies for my open house, and everybody would have loved them. I ended up buying
$20. Of course anyway. You did. I just find it amazing where they go and
look.
How aggressive the parents are who are in charge of these kids with Girl Scout cookies. And, you know, they'll love the show Everyone Loves Raymond where
Everybody loves
this
Raymond.
Is my corner. And
All
they get into
Peggy. Him and Peggy get in a fight over the location.
Whose location it is to sell them. The kids were out, what, on the highway the other day? We went down, driving down the road, and I'm like, are those kids, they're waving their signs like you would a car wash to pull over and buy Girl Scout cookies.
Well, you know the reason.
It's really not safe, is it?
Well, you know the reason the Girl Scouts even teach these, why they have the girls sell cookies, is to teach them confidence. Confidence that their mom and dad's going to sell them for them.
That's like the little girl that came to my door and her mom says, go ahead, honey, tell her your spiel. And she goes, buy my cookies. Like, okay, well, that worked for me. And how many did I get? Quite a few.
Quite a few.
There's still,
still some left.
Still,
yes.
Still in the cabinet that we keep
you know,
going crazy on. What?
Would it be ethical to set up a...
Ethical.
Yeah. Would it be for Girl Scouts to set up a stand outside of a medical marijuana building?
Wow. You think they come out high? Boy, they must have the munchies in this building. Let's set our cookie shop up here.
This would be a great place. Make millions.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so the cookies. Okay, so on Girl Scout cookies, what do we have? Okay, the type of Girl Scout cookies are Thin Mints, of course. Samoas. How do you say it?
Samoas.
Samoas. Tagalongs. Truffles. Do-si-dos. Savannah Smiles. Where do they get these names from? Toffee-tastic. And then the new Girl Scout s'mores, which, by the way, I do really like.
The s'mores?
Yeah.
They are pretty good.
They
and
are.
I don't even, I'm the weird guy that doesn't like s'mores, but I like the cookies.
Oh, right off the fire? Those are delicious.
Yeah,
how could you not
funny.
Like a s'more? It has chocolate in it.
I don't know. It just doesn't.
You're a chocolate monster.
I mean, it's okay.
Do
I
you
can
like
eat.
Marshmallow?
I think that's it. I'm not a big marshmallow guy.
And I love marshmallows. Like, I love them covered in chocolate.
I was never a Peep fan. You know, the little Peeps you'd get for Easter.
I don't like that little sugary coating all over in that. So here's your cookies. Now, is it the Toffee Tassie? That's the new gluten. Even the Girl Scouts are getting politically correct with the gluten-free cookie. They are disgusting. I'm sorry. Does anyone like those out there? I was all excited.
Yeah, it's really, there's the really no purpose in making a cookie that tastes like drywall.
It does. It's just not fun at all. Now, the truffles, I love a buttery, like that sugar cookie type butter cookie. Always Lorna Doones. I used to love Lorna Doones. And the truffles got that buttery taste cookie. I like that a lot. Yep. And you like the tagalongs.
Tagalongs, yeah.
The Thin Mints are rocking off the wall on Facebook. That is pretty much everybody. And you know what's cute too, or cute? You know what's funny about it? Is that everybody likes them in the freezer too.
Well, you know what I've heard? It's great to take those and blend them up with ice cream.
Oh, now you can buy the, you've bought the Girl Thin Scout Thin Mint.
Yeah, it was okay, yeah.
You didn't think, I thought it was delicious. You didn't like it.
It was all right.
Huh, I thought you liked it. Well, the Thin Mints, you can take them also. You know that sugar cookie dough that you buy that's like pre-made and you slice? Okay, imagine this.
So, did you hear the excitement in Kelly's voice when she's talking about this? This is what
I don't know why I'm not skinny. Okay, so you take that dough and you take one of those Thin Mints and you put it inside of the sugar cookie dough and bake those puppies. And you bite into it.
It sounds amazing, actually.
It does. See, I think we should. Did you eat all the Thin Mints? Are they gone? Because we could try this little experiment.
I believe they are.
A little bit. They are gone, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay, where are all the, all of a sudden now I can't find a single thing on the post of the cookies. We added, I think it was 95% Thin Mints. What came in second?
I don't know because I'm not looking at your post.
I know. I think the tagline, I was really surprised that not many people picked the Do-Si-Dos. That's the peanut butter cookie. That was like my kids' favorite. We couldn't have enough of those in the house. And the Thin Mints I love, but do you find yourself after you eat so many that you can't get the taste back on your tongue again?
After the what? The Thin Mints?
Yeah, when you eat so many of them, it's like your taste bud kind of disappears.
Well, what's crazy about the Thin Mints is you can go through a sleeve in like a second. I mean, those, I can eat a whole sleeve and no problem with the Thin Mints.
And just go to town on those?
Yes.
Oh, did you find it yet?
Well, I did, but there's quite a few comments here.
Okay, let's go for
Samoa's. Do-Si-Dos, Thin Mints. Of course, my sister put in where you can get, we won't talk about the competition. we want the Girl Scouts to make Samoas, Thin Mints, the new s'mores.
Matt, what did you just send us?
Oh, you were discussing, I was looking up where you can buy Girl Scout cookies in front of pot facilities, and they're in California. You can do that.
Yes.
So they really do
you
that.
You want Traxa.
That's awesome that you said that and it really happens.
I'm seeing more Samoas than anything after the Thin Mints. It's Thin Mints and I'm seeing
like
a lot
those,
of Samoas.
Those new,
tagalongs, yeah.
Those new cookies like that. See, I think they're delicious too. You know, do you ever look at Facebook and you're like, who are these people? How do we become friends? I don't even know who they are.
You don't know them, but the minute you start talking about Girl Scout cookies, there they are.
There they are. All right, so you know what we'll do? Because we do need to find out what's rocking today and what's going on, and as I'm going to find more of the cookies, and we'll let Grover pick. We'll do a random pick today and let somebody. I've got a gift certificate to Little Hills Winery, so it's kind of one of those days that someone probably could use a bottle of wine, especially all the things we've talked about. Mask the pain.
Wednesday and Thursday, people were thinking, let's sit outside and have a bottle of wine. Not today.
Just take it home. I don't know. Drink it. So I do have one of those. So we'll do a random pick here while you are talking about what's rocking today.
It's going to be a rock and roll weekend.
Yeah. Sing it, baby. All right. Here we go. Here's what's rocking at Brewski Smokehouse and Music. On stage tonight, it is Jambone at Brewski's Smokehouse and Music. You can go to brewskisstl.com, find out more about them. They always have the UFC fight for all you UFC fans out there. UFC, that's the place to go. He's got TVs everywhere, pool tables, great smokehouse menu. That's at Brewski's. Also, at Maggie Malone's tonight, it is Beowulf and Stingray. Yes, I did say two bands. They are having their St. Paddy's Day celebration there at Maggie Malone's, of course, being Maggie Malone's. It is an Irish bar. You can go to MaggieMalones.com, Beowulf and Stingray tonight. And also karaoke every Tuesday and Thursday and DJ video Friday nights. And you know what's always popular? Right. And everybody knows about it. And I go, should we talk about the parade? And I go, Kelly goes, I don't know. 60,000 people were there last year. And that is is the Cottleville Parade. And I don't know. Supersonic Robots is supposed to be playing at the Cottleville Winery today. And I don't know how that's working out with the snow.
Well, you know, underneath that overhang that he has, I mean, he does have heaters. And I mean, it actually gets hot underneath there. So if you really do, you know, want to make the parade and still attend, it is really warm. Plus, he has that other area where the drapes come down. So I would imagine the band will probably just be underneath.
Gary's got it covered.
Yeah. So I think we'll be on K. But how about being in that parade? Would you still, if you were signed to go in the parade, would you do one of those, like, make up a story and not show up, or would you show up?
I would be, yeah, something happened.
Yes. something happened, man.
It'd be like Jeff Spicoli, you know.
But that's kind of a shame. Like, didn't that happen with Mardi Gras? It was, like, beautiful during the week, and then all of a sudden Saturday hit, and it was, like, crappy?
Yeah.
And then now didn't we just have spring weather the other day? I'm pretty sure I went for a little jog outside.
That's why people are sick all the time.
Because of the weather going up down. I mean, I do remember a few marches where we had some snow, but I don't remember having like spring weather. And then
when I was a kid, we had one of the biggest snowstorms back in the 80s that we've ever had in the St. Louis area.
Really?
In April.
In April?
In April.
Well, yeah. I would have been alive too. Huh? I don't remember that. How old were you?
What? In the 80s?
That was I wasn't born yet. wait, that was my kids. I don't think I was listening intently.
You weren't.
It was one of those moments where I was staring at you but not with you.
Kelly never really listens to me. Or she just kind of goes, okay, what? I'll be saying something. She'll be like, okay, great. So now we're going to go.
That is not true.
Yes,
it was true. I was trying to look at the cookies and see whose cookies were on there. You
don't
listen.
When did I say
listen.
The snowstorm was?
Okay, don't listen.
What month was the snowstorm?
In April.
Okay.
I was listening. But not really. But I didn't hear the year. That's what I missed is when. You said when I was little. Let's go to the judge. Grover. Did you hear him actually?
The next time you're
did
in
he say that he was?
You just can't seem to work it out. Don't take the law into your own hands. You take him to court.
So you heard him say when I was little. Did you hear?
I heard him say when I was a kid.
Did he mention anything about 1980s?
Yeah, he said when I was a kid in the 80s, we had a snowstorm in April.
Wow, somebody listened.
All righty then.
I think I found a new date.
Seem more your type.
You know, we were talking about, we got time for this. We were talking about, do we have time for this, Matt?
You got a couple minutes.
Couple minutes, real quick. Talking about life and death. If you wanted to live your life, you should live it backwards, according to George Carlin. You start out dead and get that out of the way. Then you wake up in a nursing home feeling better every day. Then you get kicked out of being too kicked out for being too healthy, and you enjoy your retirement and collect your pension. And then when you start to work, you get old, you get a gold watch on your first day. Then work 40 years until you're too young to work. You get ready for high school, drink alcohol, party, and you're generally promiscuous. Then you go to primary school, you become a kid, you play, and you have no responsibilities. Then you become a baby, and then you spend your last 9 months floating peacefully in luxury in a spa-like condition, central heating, room service on tap, and then you finish off as an orgasm. I rest my case. That's live life backwards.
I love that. That's a great idea. Can we somehow do that?
Yes.
What a great way to end the show. That was perfect. Well, that would be, I'm going to make that the delicious scoop for the day.
Okay.
Though I could end it with one more amazing joke. Would you want that one?
Absolutely. Give it to us, Kelly.
Mom, I met an Irish boy on St. Patrick's Day, and she says, oh, really? And the little boy says, no, O'Reilly.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly.
All right. Thank you to our sponsors that bring the show each week.
My lucky
That's
charms.
What it's all about is Daddix Inc., Club Fitness, The Marriage Coach, Brewskies, Maggie's, and I hope I didn't, Aesthetica Med Spa, which we'll be hearing more about them, should be coming on the show because, you know, it's all about feeling good, looking good, and no one has to know you did anything. You just naturally look awesome. Are you ready?
Yes. Everybody, have a great, great St. Patty's Day weekend. Thanks for listening to us.
Be safe.
Be safe. Peace.
Boo! Boo! was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More.
My baby's a love thing. Yeah, yeah.